A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who made me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. Then I shall store all my grain and other goods. Then I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
St. Paul says this little passing line that is so packed. He said, "Abraham did not doubt God's promise in unbelief." What was the promise that God made to Abraham? That he would be the father of nations. That he would have more descendants than the number of the stars in the sky. It said he never doubted. How long did he not doubt for? He and his wife Sarah get married. They did not have a single child for 25 years. And she was sterile when they finally did. Imagine the weeks and the months and the years going by, and Abraham never said, "Lord, Lord, where are you? Why aren't you allowing this? You said, you promised me." 25 years. And then his wife gets sterile, and he still doesn't give hope, lose hope of the promise that God made. It's amazing. My brothers and sisters, what did Abraham's faith accomplish? He merited to become the father of many nations. Every promise God made, every prayer that we ask and is obtained, he gives us the grace to merit that gift. So Mother Teresa, she said, "Who merited the resurrection? The greatest miracle God ever worked, who merited that? Who had the faith to believe that Jesus would rise from the dead?" She said, "Our Blessed Mother Mary, she never doubted. Even gazing upon her son dying on the cross during Holy Saturday, she never lost hope." My brothers and sisters, what is the surest means of obtaining the prayers that we ask of God? To never doubt that they will be obtained. I had somebody come to confession not too long ago, a young woman, and she says to me after the confession, she's like, "Father, you know, I struggle in this way and that and jealousy and fears." And I say, "God, take this all away from me. Father, I've prayed that prayer like 50 times. Why doesn't he do it?" I said, well, he will. But oftentimes we think we make a prayer and it's just like, zappo, it happens. He's going to take away your fears, your insecurities, your jealousies, all those other things. But he's not just going to go whammo and it happens. He's going to have you cooperate with the grace that he gives you to merit to overcome all those struggles. It's like the man who comes, he says, "Father, I want to be pure. I've struggled with impurities for years." God's going to make you pure, but he's going to make you virtuous in the process. You are going to obtain the grace, the virtue of purity of heart. So that when we get to heaven, we're not there. We don't have our place in heaven just because God said, "Okay, here you go. You know, you asked for it, there you are." No, because we say, "By God's grace, I merited to be here." So my brothers and sisters, when we ask for a grace, when we ask for a miracle, the surest means of obtaining it is to never doubt that He's going to do it. And actually, our Lord says, believe that you've already received it and it will be given, and He cannot lie. But He's going to allow us to merit the grace that we ask, the prayer that we make. Might take days, might take months, might take years. Might come to the point where it's actually impossible naturally that it could ever happen, like Sarah's sterility. And if we don't give up even then, all the more certitude that it will be given.